You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, I got breaking NFL news, and it's not good news. Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Charles Barkley will join us coming up in a little bit. Mississippi head coach Lane Kiffin on his showdown with Nick Saban in Alabama will join us in an hour from now. We're glad you can join us, whatever way. If you're watching on Peacock, listening on now 375 radio affiliates around the country. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Let me give you the breaking news here. Diana Rossini from the Mothership tweets out, the Titans are in a difficult position for many reasons. The Bills play next Thursday against the Chiefs. Moving the Bills-Titans game to Monday seems impossible with this schedule. Canceling or forfeiting may be the only options. That's because another unnamed Titans player has tested positive. Albert Breer, he tweets, per source, Stephon Gilmore, the Patriots, came up as one of the QB Cam Newton's close contacts over the weekend to test positive. Patriots flew Newton's close contacts to Kansas City separate from the rest of the traveling party. Tom Pelissero, the NFL Network, the only other team league-wide with a new positive case from Tuesday's round of testing, the Raiders, who placed defensive lineman Maurice Hurst on the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday. Tom Pelissero also tweets, the Chiefs, who played Stephon Gilmore and the Patriots Monday night, returned no positive tests from Tuesday's round of testing. They're allowed to practice today under the supplemental intensive protocols, including mandatory use of PPE by player in practice. Adam Schefter tweets out, due to the concerning increase of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in the Green Bay area and across Wisconsin, the Packers have put an indefinite hold on hosting fans for games this season at Lambeau. Oh, by the way, there's a hurricane that is headed into New Orleans. The Saints are considering evacuating to Indianapolis on Thursday because of Hurricane Delta coming their way, a contingency plan with the NFL to play their Monday night game against the Chargers in Indianapolis. Other than that, how's everybody's fantasy team doing? So there's a lot of movement here on what's going on, but the big news is a player on the Titans has tested positive. This puts Sunday's game between the Bills and Titans in jeopardy. Titans were expected to return to their facility today, but that can't happen now. You had the Titans-Steelers game. That was two undefeated, postponed. The Titans-Bills, two undefeated teams. That might be postponed, but the NFL might be inching a little closer to forfeits here. And the response that I usually get when people, you know, find out a game has been postponed or they're looking for alternative plans is, well, why don't they move the Super Bowl back? They can move the Super Bowl back if all the other teams in the league are going to have an extra week to play a game or need an extra week. That's the last resort here. Because let's say the Titans are going to miss two games, three games. I mean, we're only going into week five right now. There's going to be more of these. The question is, your contingency plans, will it be winning percentage? Will everybody play 16 games? Let's say the Titans, let's say the Patriots, they have to move games back, or they're going to allow them to play, you know, their weeks 15 and 16. Well, you can't punish the other teams that will play 16 games. Let's say the Kansas City Chiefs have the best record in football, and they're going to wait, and you know, there's going to be a bye week because they have the best record, and then you're going to have two extra weeks for the Titans to play their games, and let's say the Patriots. So now Kansas City is going to wait a month to play its first playoff game. This is the information I got last night. That's why it's really inconceivable to try to move the season back a little bit if there's only a couple of teams that are going to have to make up these games. You run out of weeks, and then you might be looking at a forfeit here for a team. You don't want to get there, but you have to have contingency plans with everything that's going on. And here we are not knowing when the Titans are going to play again. I mean, I would find that game doubtful on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Here we are on Wednesday. They already had one game canceled. The Patriots had Stephon Gilmore test positive. I don't think he's going to be the only person who tests positive. If Cam Newton's contacts, those he came in contact, were on one plane, and Stephon Gilmore's on that plane, what are the odds he's the only one to emerge as a positive here? We have phone calls out. We'll see if we can move this forward, give you all the information possible on this, but some great reporting going on. Tom Pelissero, Albert Breer, Diana Russini. But we'll come up with a poll question here. Once again, the big news, though, is you got a couple of games, at least one game that's in jeopardy, and that's Buffalo against the Titans. Last night, Lakers picked up the victory, up 3-1. We'll dive into that with Charles Barkley coming up. 4 baseball games today, Braves, Astros, Rays, and Dodgers last night with wins. Has Giancarlo Stanton's home run landed yet? That is so effortless. Now, to me, the greatest home run hitter of all time is Hank Aaron. And Hank Aaron was not a big guy. He didn't weigh 200 pounds. Giancarlo Stanton looks like he could be a tight end in the NFL. He hit a home run last night that probably went over 500 feet. And he did it with the flick of his wrist. This is what Hank Aaron and Mike Schmidt, how they used to hit home runs. It was all in their wrist. Now, these guys, now it's different. You know, with science, diet, whatever else is thrown in there.
Science.
I know. Trying to be nice.
Science.
I know.
That's a gentleman's rip.
I'm trying to be nice here. Science.
Yeah.
Science.
Science.
Yeah. Giancarlo Stanton turned on a pitch, and it looked like it was just his wrist that flicked it. And it went 500 feet at least last night. But the Yankees ended up losing that game. The Astros looks like they're in for maybe a collision course with the Yankees. The way they're playing so far, the Dodgers picked up a victory shutting down the Padres last night. Padres had just 3 hits on the night. Yes, Paulie.
And science for the home run hitters. The Astros had assistance back in 17.
Well, they might have been using science or technology.
Yes.
Yeah, technology is what the Astros were using. We often throw out the expression, defense wins championships. You know where I stand on this. I say this in every sport. At some point, I don't care how good your offense is, it'll come down to a defensive stop. We've seen that with the Lakers. The Lakers have a very good defense. They've had a good defense all season long. Crunch time in the playoffs, half-court offense, and you got to play defense. And last night you saw that. The Lakers showed their defense is what makes them a special team. Anthony Davis switched on to Jimmy Butler to make sure he didn't repeat his Game 3 triple-double performance. AD, runner-up for the Defensive Player of the Year to the Greek Freak, was great. You slow down Butler enough, the Lakers hold off the Heat in a very, very close quarter. So Butler and the Heat, give them credit in Game 3, but I'm going to give credit to L.A. for absorbing that punch and not backing down. They're up 3-1 in the series and on the brink of a hard-fought NBA championship. You know, the talk will now be who's going to be the MVP if the Lakers, when the Lakers win. Will it be Anthony Davis? Will it be LeBron James? I would still say LeBron James. I've said all along, if Anthony Davis is the best player on the floor, the Lakers are going to win. And you saw Anthony Davis play great defense last night. But this is a LeBron-led team. Triple-double last night. He built this team. And I think he's deferred to Anthony Davis just for a confidence level to make it feel like he is the best player on the floor. But, and I didn't understand the lack of urgency with LeBron in the first half. And maybe he's pacing himself. I know I said this earlier in the bubble, and I said, this is the first time I can recall LeBron pacing himself. And then he went out the next game and had a monster triple-double. It still feels like he's pacing himself because Miami didn't go away last night. Jimmy Butler didn't have a great game, but he had a very good game. You had some role players who played well last night, and here you are on the verge of another NBA championship. But if they're going to give an MVP, I don't know if it's going to be based off this next game. If Anthony Davis does something superhuman, does he win it? It doesn't matter to me. I know it matters to a lot of people that LeBron, if he wins another MVP, that's an MVP on 3 different teams going to the finals, something that's never happened, and I think would be his 4th NBA Finals MVP. So historically, it's going to mean something to somebody, or somebody's going to somehow hold it against LeBron if he wins this, and they'll say, yeah, but Anthony Davis deserved that. But LeBron, Anthony Davis, I think LeBron is the favorite in Las Vegas to win it, but let's see what happens in that final game. And LeBron was great. In the fourth quarter when they need him. Caldwell Pope was very good. Rajon Rondo, you know, just moments. That's what you want in a big, you know, you have these spurts there. And LeBron played well when he needed to. But he texted his teammates earlier in the day saying, this is the biggest game of his career, which I found interesting because I'm going to guess he's probably had bigger games in his career. Like when Cleveland won the NBA championship, that seems like a little bigger game. Maybe that block shot on Andre Iguodala, game six against Golden State, seemed a little bigger than last night. But hey, he's the one taking inventory. It's his Rolodex of great games of all time. So who am I to argue? This program, by the way, is brought to you by LegalZoom during these unprecedented times. You can rely on LegalZoom for legal help. Visit LegalZoom.com today. Take care of the things you need to get done without having to leave your home. That's LegalZoom.com. McLovin, what kind of poll question do we have today?
Well, I like that question. Do you think the NFL will play the Super Bowl on February 7th as scheduled or move it back? I actually threw that up on Dan Patrick to see what people would say. DanPatrick.com.
So if I had to bet today, I'm going to say that they still go as scheduled on Sunday, February 7th. Everything else has been on schedule. The season started on schedule. The draft was on schedule. I'm going to say they'll somehow plow through this. Unless it's widespread where you have X number of teams that can't play a game, then you'll probably need one or two extra weeks to make up all these games. But I don't know. I got a call into a source who's trying to find this out. Like, this is happening right now in real time, where they do have contingency plans. Now you may have to implement those contingency plans, and we haven't even gone into the fifth week of the season. So it's crazy. Also, the Washington football team will make a quarterback change, according to Ian Rappaport. Kyle Allen gets the start versus the Rams. Dwayne Haskins goes to the bench. Dun, dun. Thank you, Paulie. Yes, Paulie.
That means they're drafting a quarterback in the top five picks of the draft.
Oh, I think they were drafting a quarterback anyway. You know, Ron Rivera comes in, and Daniel Snyder wanted them to draft Dwayne Haskins, and Ron Rivera is probably saying, when I get healthier, I'm going to have a healthier outlook on my quarterbacking situation there. All right, McLovin, what else do you have?
I hesitate to bring this up.
But you will.
Okay, sadly, Eddie Van Halen passed yesterday. Is there even a poll question? Who did you like better, Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth? Paulie shot me down. He's like, if you ask that, I'm leaving the room, basically.
Wait, really?
Well, by asking it, McLovin puts himself in a position where he's saying that Van Halen with Sammy Hagar could be considered just as good as Van Halen with David Lee Roth, which is factually wrong. It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
Yes, Seton.
No offense. I like Sammy Hagar personally.
Can't we just honor the man? I mean, it feels a little too soon to do David Roth, Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, but they didn't die.
Yeah, I know. It's like we're skipping over Eddie and how awesome he was by going with these two jokers.
But I will say the common thread was Eddie Van Halen with those two, and they were different lead singers. David Lee Roth, if you didn't have MTV, then, I mean, MTV helped make Van Halen so much larger because you saw these videos. I mean, David Lee Roth on MTV at the time seemed pretty cool. You watch those videos now and you go, okay, maybe not. And Sammy Hagar, I mean, it's hard for a new singer to come in. Phil Collins did this with Genesis, with Peter Gabriel. Maybe not to the extent of this, but Phil Collins made them far bigger and had a lot of hits there. You had AC/DC that you had the death of Bon Scott. And then they had a new lead singer came in and they didn't miss a beat there. And then you have, you know, Van Halen. Yeah, Paul.
They made a lot of money with Sammy Hagar. They did not dip that much. I think album sales were more with David Lee Roth, according to a few different websites I've seen. Yeah. But they didn't drop off when they brought in Sammy Hagar. They had a lot more hits.
Are we being insensitive? Maybe that's the poll question.
Well, you can't say who's the greatest rock guitarist of all time because it's universally considered Eddie Van Halen. Again, fact, not opinion.
I don't know if he's the greatest rock guitarist of all time.
Oh, see, I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah, Jimmy Page might be like, hold up, dog.
Yeah, I'd say
that's pretty good.
I'd say there are a couple other people.
So there's like four ahead or in the same in the
They would be ahead of Eddie.
Triumvirate.
I think Eddie was brilliant. You know, the fact that he couldn't read music, he built guitars. I mean, you listen to Van Halen for his guitar, and then you would listen for the vocals. How many bands do you do that with? You know, AC/DC, I might listen for Angus Young, but, you know, Zeppelin, you were listening to Jimmy Page with his guitar. Yes.
You could say Slash, Guns N' Roses. I mean, Axl is a huge frontman, but you were waiting for the solo.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
I mean, is it Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton, right? Or like the...
Yes.
And they all worshipped Hendrix. Like Clapton and Page worshipped him. So you, I think you start hit there.
The fact that Hendrix played in London and you had Pete Townsend, you had Eric Clapton, I might have had Jeff Beck. So some of the great guitar players, they showed up to see Hendrix. That says it all.
What about longevity? It's like the Frank Gore versus Gale Sayers argument.
You're right. Hendrix died at 27. But no, Eddie Van Halen is, you know, he's one of those geniuses. And he was an innovator as well. But back to the lead singer here with Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth.
Today's about honoring and supporting Sammy Hagar.
Yes. And Qualcomm. All right, let me take a break here. We'll see if we can settle on a poll question. And we will talk to Charles Barkley. Fritzy, can you check? You know what? I'm not sure about reaching out to the NFL. I'm trying through my source to find out some of this information. Maybe let's hold off because I don't know what the exact question is that I'd ask the NFL. I'm guessing the NFL is quite busy this morning, quite busy with what's going on with the Tennessee Titans, maybe the Patriots. Yes, Todd.
If we ask the NFL to weigh in on a poll question, is that in some way insensitive? I am curious to see if they were...
Yeah,
worried about the date of the Super Bowl.
Just say, look, we're always peppering you with serious questions. Just, you know, let me throw this out. Who do you like more, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
I think it's a reasonable question.
Yeah, we'll hang up and listen. All right, 18 after the hour, just getting started. Charles Barkley next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Synthetic identity fraud is one of the fastest growing financial crimes in the United States. And this is how it happens. Criminals use a combination of fake and real information. They create an entirely new identity. They combine real personal information and then, you know, like your social security number, a fake name and address. They open bank accounts and then they'll try to get credit or obtain health insurance. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft, it's affecting our lives every single day, and that's why it's great to have LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats like your social security for sale on the dark web. And you can actually check right now, get a free dark web scan at LifeLock.com/scan. Pick the plan that's right for you. Save up to 25% off your first year with the promo code Patrick. Find out if your information is on the dark web. You can do it for free. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But we trust LifeLock. Free scan at LifeLock.com/scan. 25% off with the promo code Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. How many bands do you listen to and listen for the guitar before you do the vocals? I always did that with Van Halen because it got me right away. Like Rush with Neil Peart on drums. You just listen to a certain aspect of the band. And Joe Perry with Aerosmith. You would just hear those, you know, riffs in there. But Eddie Van Halen was one of those musicians where I listened for the guitar. Like that told me everything about the song. And then if it was Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth, jump it in. Tom Pelissero has updated an Ian Rappaport report. The Washington football team is going to have Kyle Allen as the starting quarterback versus the Rams. So Dwayne Haskins goes to the bench. Tom Pelissero then follows that up. Not only is Dwayne Haskins not starting, he's not even number two on the depth chart. Alex Smith is going to back up Kyle Allen against the Rams. I mean, that's an unbelievable story that Alex Smith is going to be the backup quarterback, given everything that he went through with all of his surgeries there. McLevin, what's the poll question that we're going to go with today?
Okay, I actually put up, will the Super Bowl go on February 7th as scheduled? Right now, 57% say no, so it's close.
All right. Last night, with the Lakers winning, here is LeBron James talking about going into the fourth quarter last night. Oh, we can't do that right now? All right. We'll wait until after Charles. I'll let you hear from Charles or from LeBron James after last night's win. Can we bring in Charles? Is he there? Hey, Chuck, how are you?
What's up, brother?
Is the series over?
Yes, sir. It's over. It's a wrap. You know what? Listen, Miami just undermanned. You know, when Jimmy Butler went crazy the other night, that extended it one game. I mean, he was amazing in game three. But listen, they're undermanned, and it's over.
If you could have picked a team to face the Lakers, any team in the finals, who would you pick to make it a more interesting matchup?
Well, there was two teams that would have been interesting matchup, the Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, Dan, it's about matchups. You know, listen, Miami was supposed to outcoach Boston and Milwaukee. That was all about coaching. But the Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks would have been much, much tougher matchups.
When you hear teams that have chemistry problems, like the Clippers suddenly had chemistry problems, did they have chemistry problems before they got to the bubble, or was it just in the bubble that they had chemistry issues?
Well, you know, I hate when I hear that, because when they won the first round and they were up 3-1, nobody talked about chemistry. I mean, think about that, man. They won a playoff series and they were up 3-1 double digits in games 5 and 6. Nobody talked about chemistry. They just didn't play good. You know, Paul George was awful. Lou Williams was awful. Montrezl Harrell was awful. So they just did not play well. So, no, it had nothing to do with chemistry. That's just bogus.
Who's your MVP for the NBA Finals?
Wow. Well, I think LeBron is going to win it, but AD has been amazing. Even last night, watching the game, his defensive, like he made some plays in the first half that people are not going to talk about. The play on Tyler Hero, where he missed a layup, and then he blocked Kelly Olynyk. He blocked him on that play. So, listen, LeBron is probably going to win it. But, listen, let's be realistic. The reason they're going to win the finals is because of AD. But Dan, we said that 6 months ago. We said if AD plays like he's capable, the Lakers are going to win the championship. And I'm never going to say anything bad about LeBron because I got respect and admiration for him. He's an amazing player, and he's even, probably even a better man. But they're going to win because of AD.
Is LeBron picking his spots? It just feels like this is the first time I've ever seen him pace himself a little more. Am I reading into too much here, or are you seeing this that maybe LeBron is, you know, at times mortal in the NBA?
I don't know if mortal is the right word, but listen, when you have they have Jimmy, Iguodala, Jay Crowder, who are terrific defenders. But AD has an advantage every single night. He reminds me of Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Durant. You know, those guys, who do you put on AD? You can't put a big guy on him. You can't put a little guy on him. That's the same way I felt about Dirk Nowitzki and Kevin Durant. Who do you put on Kevin Durant? You put a little guy on him, he's too big. You put a big guy on him, they're too slow. And that's what you get when you get Anthony Davis. Like, I don't know who you can put on Anthony Davis. There's nobody you can put on him where he doesn't have an advantage. So LeBron has deferred to him quite a bit, rightfully so. And that's why they're going to win the championship.
And you don't have home court. You know, when people say, well, is this really a championship and an asterisk? I think it's been tougher to win a championship this year than it would be if this was just a regular season.
You know, I don't know about that, but I will say I thought that could be an asterisk. We had like if all the great players got the COVID and we had the Sacramento Kings against the New York Knicks for the championship,
I'll give you an asterisk there.
But you know what? Listen, you know, I'm so glad you asked me that question, Dan, because, man, I got to take my hat off to Adam Silver. And first and foremost, but also the medical staff and the players. Listen, I was very cynical when this thing first started. I'm like, there's no way they can go 3 months.
Yeah.
There's no way they can go 3 months and not have an outbreak. They did it, Dan. Same thing, guys. Shout out to my boy, John Cooper, head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's been my boy for a long time. They won the Stanley Cup. I thought it was no way possible for these teams to go 3 months basically without the COVID. So Gary Bettman and hockey and Adam Silver. But like I say, I give the players a lot of credit too. Because for us to go, Dan, for us to go, I saw one night, we had a guy on the show last night. He'd been 100 days in the bubble. To go 3 months without any positive test is one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen.
Could you have pulled that off if you were a player?
I mean, I think it depends on how good. Yeah, I mean, I think all the players had to, but I think it depends on how good your team is. Like the good team, you notice anything that really happened. The only people who were complaining were guys on bad teams who were going to be away for a couple months. But man, these players and Adam Silver, the doctors, all the people working at the hotels down there. Same thing. Shout out to the Seattle Storm or the WNBA. I mean, to go 3 months with, I mean, think about it. The president of the United States has COVID. And like, he's probably, you know, like he's probably in the safest place. He's not, but for these players and women in the WNBA and the NHL to go 3 months without an outbreak, it's one of the most amazing things ever, plain and simple.
Did you have a false positive?
No, I was negative.
Okay.
Yeah, I was negative. But, you know, hey, man, I want to give my thoughts and thoughts out there to everybody who had the disease. And listen, and also I want to bless them. If you lost somebody, bless you. But, man, I just want to think about all the people out there who lost their jobs during this pandemic. Dan, you know, this has been like the craziest thing in our lifetime. And there's so many people who lost their job and never going to get it back. So I feel bad for those people because, like, we're in a crazy time right now. I mean, and we don't even know. I mean, I've been talking to TNT. We don't even know when NBA is going to start again. It's crazy right now, our world we're living in.
Yeah, we're probably looking at the end of January or February. But, you know, training camp would be starting now in a normal year. We're talking to Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer. Doc Rivers to Philly. What do you think?
Well, it's going to depend on Joel and Ben. Those guys got to get their crap together. I like both of them as people, but it's time for them to grow up and be all. Listen, right now they're all stars. It's time for them to be superstars. You know, Ben's. Listen, we got to make sure Joel's got to get in shape. You know, Dan, we give you $167 million. We shouldn't be worried about your conditioning.
Would you trade one of those two?
I would not right now, but. We still shouldn't be wondering if a guy can shoot or a guy's going to get in shape. If I just gave him $170 million the last 2 years, it's time for them to grow up and be better than all-stars because they got so much talent. And they're really nice kids, both of them. But it's time for them to grow up. They just got their coach fired. Now they got another coach. You know, and listen, if I was those two guys, you know, Dan, I got one coach fired. And I was embarrassed. I mean, we had a bad team, but as a great player, I was embarrassed because I was like, man, I just got a guy fired. I got the assistants fired. I was embarrassed. And I hope those two guys like, yo, man, I just got a guy fired. That's embarrassing. And I hope they grow up. And it's time for them. They're in the prime of their career. It's time for them to grow up and be dominant.
Does another title change where LeBron is all time?
Well, it moved them closer to Kobe. Listen, I'm never going to say anything bad about LeBron. I think winning another title moved him closer to Kobe. But he's amazing. Nothing but respect. But I think, you know, I got him sixth on my list. Excuse me, seventh, right behind Kobe. So I think if he wins, two more, I would move him ahead of Kobe. To be honest with you, but this moved him a lot closer to Kobe. In my, this just on my list, in my personal opinion.
So not even in the top five all time.
He's seven, Dan.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to ask the question because I was surprised that he's not even in your top five all time.
I got him number seven behind Kobe Bryant. When he wins this year, you know, it'll move him a lot closer. I mean, Dan, he is playing with Anthony Davis.
Great players played with great players.
Yes, you are correct. But the difference is I've always believed that LeBron manufactured when he went to Miami and got Dwayne and Chris. And then when he went to the Lakers, he, you know, once Anthony Davis signed with Clutch Sports, you knew it was just a matter of time before he came to the Lakers. So, listen, like I said, I'm never going to say anything bad about LeBron, but you do have to factor in he does manufacture his teams where they become really good quickly.
Yeah, but we've seen that with great players.
Like who?
That have manufactured their teams?
Like who?
Well, Kevin Durant did.
That's why he's not on my list.
But Steph Curry got credit for a title, and Kevin Durant came there. So nobody said, boy, you can't give Steph that one title.
Well, Steph won one before KD came.
That's true, but that doesn't mean we're not going to take away that title. And that's a manufactured lineup. No,
but I'm not going to move him up on the list because those two with KD are manufactured. I'm going to tell you something. As much as I like KD, I haven't moved him up because his was manufactured also.
But you look at the Boston Celtics with Bill Russell, none of those guys left the team. Like, nobody had free agency. You couldn't leave, so you had a lineup of, what do they have, 8 Hall of Famers and a Hall of Fame coach and Bill Russell. You're not factoring that in. These guys couldn't leave.
Yeah, but none of those other guys on my list. Only Bill Russell's on my list.
Yeah, but these are all Hall of Famers. Bill Russell played with 8 or 7 Hall of Famers in that lineup.
And I'm saying, but I don't count those other guys. They're bus riders, Dan. They're not bus drivers. The only person on that team that I'm putting on my list is Bill Russell. Those other guys, they're bus riders. They're not bus drivers. Listen, when I'm talking about my Mount Rushmore,
all right,
and LeBron's on that, you have to be a bus driver. You can't be a bus rider. Kevin Durant is still a bus rider until he wins one in Brooklyn. And let me tell you something. I have no idea what the hell is going on in Brooklyn.
I was going to bring that up to you. When Kyrie says we don't really have a head coach, some nights it'll be me, sometimes it'll be KD, and sometimes it'll be Steve Nash. Boy, what could go wrong?
Dan, first of all, he did not say Steve Nash. He said some nights it'll be me, some nights it'll be KD, some nights. He went to the assistant coach. He said, you know, Dan, that was one of the craziest things I've ever heard an NBA player say. I have no idea. I mean, that was flat out crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think it's going to be fascinating watching those guys, especially in New York. And
Fascinating or a bad fascinating, though?
I think it's going to be a bad fascination.
Yeah.
I don't think either one of those guys, they're lucky they don't play for the Knicks, but I think because they're so high profile and all the stuff that Kyrie has said the last couple of years, I think they're going to get the same media attention that the Knicks get. And I think it's going to be fascinating, and I can't wait to watch.
How you doing on NFL games?
You know, it's been very difficult to bet, to be honest with you, Dan, because they've taken away the home field. I tell people, home field, first of all, home court, home field always means something in sports. But I think it means a lot more in college football and pro football. So I have had a tough time trying to figure out, especially with no preseason games. So I think we're still in the preseason, but I'm having a difficult time betting on games because there's no home field advantage anymore.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
Army versus the Citadel. Take Army first half cover.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
Listen, I'm not betting on Army against Citadel. Please stop.
Wait, do you want to make money or like, why do you bet?
I bet to make money.
Okay, and you haven't made money.
Well, actually, I am. I didn't bet. I did not bet the first 2 weeks because I wanted to see some games. Right now, I think I'm 6-2 for the season.
All right.
I did not bet until the week 3, so I'm 6-2. So I'm up 4 games.
Yeah, but every Super Bowl, I always say, just give me your money. And then I'll hold on to it, and then you won't lose it.
Well, what was the Super Bowl last year?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
I won last year. The only time I've lost in the last 3 or 4 years was those Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons, what they've done in the Super Bowl and what they did against the Cowboys are two of the biggest choke jobs in the history of civilization.
What would you have won if the Falcons won the Super Bowl?
$100,000. I bet $100,000 on them. And listen, let me tell you something. Oh. I was drunk at halftime. I was doing shots. Hey, I was up 28-3. I was feeling it. And then one of my friends, Roy Green, says, "Yo, man, the game's not over yet." I said, "Dude, we're up 28-3. And then he says, "No, man, the Falcons are playing not to lose. They're trying to walk the ball up and down the court to let the shot clock go down."
Oh,
and he was 100% correct.
And as soon as Brady got the ball for the last time,
you knew it was over.
I know.
You knew it was over.
Damn.
And when they had the ball, and on the first play, they got sacked, and New England called a timeout. All they had to do was run the ball 3 times.
I know.
Make New England use up their 3 timeout. Kick a field goal, the game is over. I mean, Dan, that was so heartbreaking. That was heartbreaking.
Well, at least did you sober up in the second half?
Well, no, I just got drunk. Listen, that's one thing about gambling. You drink when you're going to win, but you drink more when you're going to lose.
Good to talk to you. Glad you're safe. Tell the boys TNT we said hello, and thanks for joining us.
All right, man. Hey, keep up the great work. I am officially on vacation now, so I'm heading to the desert to play golf for the next whenever they start again. Come on out and visit me. Do the show from my house. I told you.
We want to. We'd have to have some safety protocols to get to the compound, but, you know, we'd love to do that.
All right, brother.
I mean it.
Be safe.
Thank you, buddy. That's Charles Barkley, a Hall of Famer. We're back with our play of the day right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
4-2 Astros. First pitch, and Springer drills this one deep to left, and you can kiss it goodbye. George Springer's second home run of the game, and the Astros lead it 5-2.
Courtesy of the Astros Radio Network, KBME, a Fox Sports Radio affiliate. George Springer, the Astros, up 2-0, trying to close out the A's. And hitting some home runs in the process. Play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by LegalZoom during these unprecedented times. You can rely on LegalZoom for legal help. Visit LegalZoom.com today to take care of the things you need to get done without having to leave your home. That's LegalZoom.com. I mentioned earlier we would hear from LeBron James. This is what he had to say about the Lakers going into the fourth quarter last night.
Well, I think the fourth quarter obviously is winning time. You got 12 minutes to buckle down defensively with the lead, try to hold that lead, and then you have to execute offensively. You know, obviously didn't know the stat, coming into tonight, but for us, that's just the mindset. You know, we got 12 minutes, and if we have the lead, it's our job to outscore the opponent or hold them to less points as us.
All right, so now you have Friday night as they try to close out the Miami Heat. And I expect the Miami Heat to play well. I don't think this is going to be one of those, hey, we know we're not going to win this championship and we're going to mail it in. It's just not who that team is, and Jimmy Butler won't allow that to happen. Ty in New York joins us. Hi, Ty. What's on your mind today?
Dan Patrick, thanks a lot. 61185. So I think LeBron sent that text simply to set the table. Right now, Lakers want to apply the knockout blow to the Heat. And LeBron also understands that, you know, Kobe passed away this past year, and the Lakers were in the toilet at one point. I'd say the last 5 years. Last thing, hypothetical highway for McLovin. Chris Paul for Ben Simmons.
Chris Paul for Ben Simmons. If I'm Philadelphia, no. Yeah, McLovin.
the Chris Paul money is so huge that it's weird.
It's 40-some million dollars.
And the age.
And you're hearing that the New York Knicks could be interested in Chris Paul. That's not the direction you want to go in. You add Chris Paul when that's the final piece. Like Milwaukee, adding Chris Paul, then that's a difference maker. The Knicks aren't ready to win now. Well, they may not be ready to win anytime soon. They're also talking about Victor Oladipo with the Knicks. That wouldn't be a wise decision either because he's been injury prone. As much as I like him, but going to the Knicks, it always feels like when the Knicks are interested in you, it's the wrong time for them to be interested in you. Yeah, Pauline.
These are classic Knick acquisitions. An older, very, very expensive player or a young star whose best years may be behind them because of injuries. That's Knick's MO.
LeBron is one of four players to have won finals MVP three times. Magic did it. Shaq did it. Tim Duncan did it. Of course, Michael Jordan did it six times. You start to look at the stats here during the NBA finals through four games. LeBron's averaging more points. He's averaging more rebounds. He's averaging more assists. Anthony Davis shooting better from the floor, better from three-point range, better from the free throw line. Steals are about the same, and he's got seven blocks to LeBron's three. I'm going to guess LeBron is going to win this because I think that there was some sensitivity of how much – I guess how much love the Greek Freak got during the regular season for MVP, and LeBron was sort of an afterthought. And I thought he deserved more consideration. Greek Freak, you can give it to him. He had an unbelievable year, got better. His team was great as well. LeBron was a unique story. Now you take that, and then you put him in the NBA Finals. He plays well. They win again. And I think that the voters are probably going to look at LeBron differently. Because if you said, who's the MVP of the NBA this year? Let's take away the regular season and just make it all-inclusive. LeBron is going to be your MVP. And I think that he deserves the MVP in the finals. And unless he comes out and he doesn't do much and they clinch it and AD has a wonderful game, then maybe he can, you know, steal it from LeBron. But I think LeBron, because of what happened during the regular season or what didn't happen, is going to win the finals MVP. All right. We'll talk to Lane Kiffin. The Mississippi head football coach, he's got Alabama coming up this weekend. And we're keeping an eye on everything going on with the NFL. If you're just joining us, another Titans player has tested positive. So you have that Bills-Titans game in serious jeopardy. Titans were expected to return to their facility today. That can't happen now. I don't know when they can come back, but they're on the clock. You know, the game against the Steelers was postponed. Can you postpone another game as well? Stephon Gilmore tested positive on Tuesday. Not sure if any other Patriot players have or will. Patriots have the Broncos on Sunday. 1 hour in the books, two more to go here on the Dan Patrick Show.